our board convenes in a couple of weeks' time, so we'll have a look at it and discuss the options that have been put up. But clearly we've been pushing for the phasing out of the rebate on bulk and unbranded wine. That's our position, and that's what we'll continue to advocate. We don't support the abolition of the rebate. We know that it is playing a very, very important role in the industry during some really tough trading conditions, and it's being a very important support for regional Australia. It needs reform. It needs to be ring-fenced so that it continues to support those regional communities. And so in particular, that phasing out of bulk and unbranded wine is something that we'll continue to really focus on.
If abolishing the rebate altogether was the only way it turned out you could exclude New Zealand winemakers from claiming the rebate, would it then become a more attractive option?
No, look, we believe, as I said, that the rebate is playing a critical role in supporting wine businesses and regional communities. So abolishing the rebate is certainly something that we would not support. What we're arguing in regards to New Zealand producers is to establish a level playing field so that all claimants, regardless of their nationality, have to claim the rebate under the same rules and conditions. That's not the case now. New Zealanders have a distinct commercial and administrative advantage over local claimants over the rebate. That's a ridiculous situation. It has to stop. It doesn't require the entire rebate being abolished. We've given legal advice to the government on how it can do that, which is consistent with our international and bilateral trading arrangements. And we hope this process encourages the government now to move on the issue.
As debate around reforming the wine equalisation tax and the rebate has rolled on over the years, I guess other alcohol producers, small spirit producers, breweries, have been made aware of some of its more generous aspects and have started to ask for some of the same taxation treatment. Would you welcome them into the same, generous tax fold that you exist in?
Well, that's a matter for government, but certainly the challenges and commercial issues that wineries face in comparison with the highly profitable brewing and spirits industries are just not comparable. We are an agriculturally based industry with great diversity, and we have unique challenges like our ability to access capital, our average return on investment, our ability to our regional footprint, the fact that we face agricultural risk over supply. There's a whole range of issues that make the wine industry different from beer and spirits. And the preferential tax treatment that we enjoy is richly deserved due to our footprint. And we're going to protect it, and we like it, and that's the way we want it to stay.
I asked you a couple of months ago whether this process could result, or whether you were worried this process could result in some changes the industry wouldn't want. Now that we're at the stage of this discussion paper, how are you feeling about the process?
Well, I'm feeling confident, and the reason why I'm feeling confident is because we've done the analysis, we've done the hard work, we've done the consultation now, and we've had the discussion on an evidence-based with government, and we believe that we've got majority industry backing. Now, all of those factors, including our reforms, which are fully costed with supporting legal advice, we believe we have the most compelling case before government for reform by daylight. And we believe that that will, in the end, be the policy proposals that the government goes with, and they should, because this is now coming to the pointy end of a very long process, which we've been embarked on now for well over 2 years. And we look forward to this process now, wrapping up the government's considerations of all the options. And we believe that at the end of the day, our proposals will be supported.
The whole discussion paper process is only occurring because reforms to the wet rebate weren't included in the previous budget. Would you expect, as a result of the discussion paper, the legwork you've put in, the final outcome of this process, that there will be substantive reform by the next budget?
Yes, I think we've made our case to government very strong. We were disappointed with the May budget, but the government did put in place this process to ensure that our proposal remained on the table. And we're very confident now that with government, with the time and the process that they've outlined, that a lot of core consideration will now be brought to bear on the state of the industry, what's required to get it into recovery, and we believe that our proposals will come through the middle and be supported, and the outcomes will be adopted before the next budget and possibly even earlier. So we think we've made our case to government, we've made it well. I think that's starting to be acknowledged now. If you have a look at the discussion paper, it's very thematically consistent with what we've been saying to the government. So we are confident that we are now getting very close now to a significant breakthrough with government, and that should be welcomed not only by the wine industry but by regional Australia generally.